The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 1st verse. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be done not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of our Lord. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. I love this text that we read each year on Ash Wednesday, this text from Matthew 6, where Jesus says, whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces as to show others that they are fasting. And then we say, all right, now everybody come up one by one and let me put some ashes on your forehead. Right? It's a little ironic, isn't it? We read this passage about not showing outward signs of our piety and our devotion on this day when we Christians, more than any other day, wear our faith on our sleeves, or more accurately, on our foreheads. On this day where Jesus says, whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets so that they may be praised by others. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by others. And this is the same day that we mark ourselves and then depart from this place with the very signs of our devotion. Ash Wednesday is a day of contradictions for me. And it's a day of contradictions in general. I love Ash Wednesday. It's a very powerful day. When we make the sign of the cross on each other's forehead and we remind each other that we are dust and that someday we will return to that dust. It's a very powerful thing, and it's also very heavy because I look around this room today and I am noticing people who aren't here. People who I marked with an ash cross last Ash Wednesday and have since returned to the dust. Those who have claimed the promises of their baptism. It's a heavy and powerful and holy and sacred day. It's also a very messy day. I don't like mess. I think I've shared with you this before. I like to eat ribs with a fork and knife because I can't deal with the mess. I know that's very embarrassing. And Ash Wednesday is a day when I go around all day with ash in my fingernails. There's nothing for it. There's no way to avoid it. The best tool for the job for mixing up ashes, for those of you who don't know, is right here at the end of your arms, the tools that God gave us. But that means I spend the rest of my day just trying to pick out the dust from my fingernails. I'm too much of a neat freak for this. And I learned that Pastor Dane is the same way. You called two type A city kids. That's your fault. Sorry. But despite my dislike of the dust, it is my favorite day of the church calendar because it's such a beautiful and rare thing for us to broadcast this clear reminder of our mortality and the reality of our callings as children of God. As Pastor Jenny Sung wrote this morning on her Instagram, we are life-breathed, Holy Spirit-filled, made from the sparkle of stars, dust. I love Ash Wednesday. It's a day of contradictions. It's a holy, heavy, sacred, dirty, messy, beautiful, dark day. But my favorite part of Ash Wednesday is that outward sign of our faith. And I love it so much because it's a sign of our faith that we cannot see. It's up there on our forehead, and try as you might this evening, you can't see it yourself unless you go to a mirror or turn on the selfie mode on your camera, but it's up there. You just can't see it. And you might run around all day long wearing this thing on your forehead. Not today, of course, because we didn't have an early service, but often on these Ash Wednesdays, we'll have an early service and an evening service, and I'll run errands in between, and I will forget, and I'll be at the checkout counter, and the cashier will say, well, I know where you've been today, and it'll take me a minute to go, what is she talking? Oh, yeah, I've got a smudge on my forehead. It's a weird thing that we go out bearing for the world to see. One of my favorite stories from my time at my first call in Fort Worth, Texas, was from this program that we did on Wednesday nights, and we called it Dessert Church, and it was a worship that was aimed at the young. It was a worship service for and by kids, and the worship was served alongside dessert, thus the name, Dessert Church. Well, on Ash Wednesday Dessert Church, we did the imposition of ashes on the kids, and when the kids were running around playing after church or oftentimes during the service, they would run up to me and say, P.S., is it still there? Is my ash cross, is it still there? And I would say, yes. And then I would continue by saying, this is a cross that can never be washed away because it reminds us of the cross that was on our forehead in our baptism. But of course, they had run away during my first syllable of my theological dissertation on baptismal calling. But they would keep coming back about every 2 minutes saying, P.S., is it still there? Is it still there? It's easy for us to forget. And you know, that's the beauty of giving ash crosses to each other on our forehead, because we cannot see them for ourselves. We may walk around all day without remembering we have them, but what we don't know is that our forehead bears the truth for the world to see, just not for ourselves. We cannot see it ourselves. We need one another as a reminder of our calling and as a reminder of who called us. I mean, that is the reason, after all, why we keep coming back to church week after week, Sunday after Sunday, Ash Wednesday after Ash Wednesday. We gather together on nights such as these so we can run up to each other urgently saying, hey, is it still there? Is it still there? Am I still beloved? Am I still a child of God? Am I still this blessed dust? And we see the truth reflected back at us in our fellow children of God. And I think this gets to the heart of what Jesus is warning us about in our gospel reading today. He's warning us against the outward signs of piety that in actuality shine the light back in on ourselves. Those signs of our faith that we broadcast to the world because we're trying to puff ourselves up and show how great we are. In this text, Jesus is calling into question what our motivations are when we participate in these practices. But the purpose of the crosses that adorn our foreheads on Ash Wednesday, along with the other faith practices that you may be doing this Lenten season, like fasting and almsgiving, the purposes of these practices should not be to point inward to highlight ourselves, but to reorient ourselves and point us outward to our neighbor. Pastor Dana spoke last Sunday about these lines that separate us. The lines that show who's in and who's out, who's in the in crowd, who's in the out crowd. And if you listen to our Continuing Conversations podcast, you would have heard a quick preview of today's sermon, because in our discussion, we stumbled upon this idea that we as Christians are called to be little smudging agents that go around blurring dividing lines wherever we go, smudging those barriers that divide people. And this is the perfect metaphor for this day when we walk around with smudges on our foreheads. These smudges are perfect reminders of our calls to be smudging agents for the sake of the world. These crosses of ash are not inward-facing signs of how great and pious we are, highlighting our own goodness. No, these crosses are outward signs of our call for the sake of the world. And they are about our relationships, not our reputation. Relationship, not reputation. And in order to build up relationship, you have to tear walls down and smudge those lines. These little smudges we bear remind us of our calling to be smudging agents for the sake of the world. And these smudges bring us together because we can't see them ourselves. We need one another. We need each other to come alongside each other's walks of faith and reflect God's love back to us as a constant reminder that we are beloved dust. These smudges bring us together. They remind us of who we are and whose we are, and they reorient ourselves to face out there toward the world in need. So we can go forth from this place and be smudging agents, building up relationship, not reputation. Amen.